Hello, 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 my lovelies. Hi, Joe Warwick here, and we're on to day 11, and we're going to be building on yesterday's decision day, and of course, everything else we're doing. And I want you to think about, as we said, money and love, the fuel to your life. Now, we can tell very different stories about what we have received. And if we join in with what we were talking about yesterday about the world mind and believing that you haven't had enough, that you're not good enough, that you don't receive enough, that's going to be what you join in with, what you believe. And therefore, the story that you write of your life comes from that belief pattern. Okay, so you'll always be filtering out all the good stuff and looking for the pain and the pattern that agrees with, because that's how clever your mind is. If it joins in with that, it will sift through all the pictures and the stories of your life and pull out the photographs, the stories, the beliefs that match that frequency. Yeah, and then the law of attraction will always be matching that frequency to give you more of it. Now, the opposite is absolutely true. So if you actually sat down, and this is my encouragement for you today, this is my recommendation for today, is to sit down when you're journaling, perhaps once you've done your meditations and you're nice and open. So when you've listened to your meditation and your, you know, your breathing and stuff, and you feel really connected to yourself, is to write your story of your life, as in to just reflect through your story about what you have received. Yeah, as regards to food, as regards to heating and having a roof over your head and food in your belly and having water and having warmth and having clothes and having friends and people in your life and having playmates and having laughter and having fun and having connections, having money through flowing through your life, through jobs, through business, through clients, through gifts, people supporting you, thinking about all the ways that you've been supported, thinking about all the adventures you've had, the travel, the exploring of the world. Think about the love you have received from nature, from animals. Think about all the sunshine you have received, all the beauty you have seen, the landscapes, etc. Think about all the ways, if we were tapping into that meditation and you are tapped into the whole of the globe, sorry, your whole of the world is available to you, and all of those people, money, nature, everything is available to you. Everything is available to you. And now see your life from that perspective of what has already been available to you. To think about how you have always been fed. You've always had a roof over your head. You've always had heating. You've always had clothing. Yeah. And not judging it in the way that maybe sometimes there has been a lot less and other times there's been a lot more. But in fact, looking at it as a whole, up to this point in your life, if you were to go from overview of your life and pick out and allow your brain to pick out all the ways that you have already received in absolute abundance. Because if you imagine your ancestors and where they were living 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago, even 500 years ago, the level of abundance you have now, the level of money, love, connection, opportunities, material wealth, material warmth, etc., all of that is unbelievably rich compared to your ancestors in the past and compared to people, some people in the country, you know, in the world now. Yeah, we're all on different phases, but what's so essential is to look at where, remembering we're making that decision that you are worthy to receive, you're worthy and good enough to receive. So I really want you to look at where you actually already have received so much money, as I said, from friends and family and from clients and from business and from credit cards and loans from the banks, people trusting you, the way that you've received all of the opportunities to have, you know, a mobile phone, a normal phone, to be able to contact people all over the world, to have, you know, to tap into that economy I've talked about of having, you know, your heating and your water and always having, you know, places to live and a bed to sleep in and a delicious bed and having, you know, pets and animals and always being able to pay your bills, always being able to have food. Sometimes it might be incredibly tight. Sometimes it might have been difficult. Sometimes you might have missed bits. But the overview of your life is that up to this point, you have always received. You are always receiving. And then what you'll notice is the trajectory of your life, it's most likely overall got better. Yeah, there may have been peaks, there may have been troughs, but overall your mentality about it, your vibration about it has maybe got better, or certain areas have got better. But to dive in and celebrate, appreciate, but just by writing all the ways that you have received, not as a list, but as a story, as a exploration of when you're doing your journal, you know, just pondering and exploring in a way that flows from your soul about how much you've already received, how much. And you'll notice the law of attraction will start jumping in and it will start reminding you of all the laughter you've had, all the joy you've had, all the adventures you've had, all the play you've had and shared love with others. And everything that you've received, and of course in that, the gift of everything you've given. But you'll notice that you become into a wave of wonderfulness, of recognizing that you have received so much. And from that point of receiving and noticing, you will feel a sense of inevitability. Of course I'm going to receive more. Of course I'm going to receive more. Of course I'm going to receive more money and more love and more food in my belly and great food and great clothing and having amazing cars and having amazing jewels and having amazing, all the things that you need and want. Actually, of course it's going to happen. Of course I'm going to have more fuel. And the more I open, the more I allow. But I've already received this. And actually, I have already been receiving a vast amount of love, perhaps from family or chosen family in your friendships, or, you know, chosen from strangers. I mean, I think about the amount of people I have met around the world through traveling, through my business, through moving, through doing stuff online and social media, but particularly from traveling. But if I think about that and all those relationships, some are for a moment, some for as the statement says, some for a season, some for a reason, some for a lifetime, but some friendships, some moments of love happen for a moment, all of them, lovers and friendships, meeting people and having the most incredible experiences, and then you move on. And that's what you learn from traveling very much, is that I have met beautiful friendships, people I will remember the rest of my life, and beautiful lovers I will remember for the rest of my life from traveling. But they are where they are. Not everything is meant to stick. So, but that all that love and how some people come into your life and out of your life, the same and come around again, the same as places, the same as things. So exploring the story of your receiving, what you have received in your life. If you are opening up to accepting that you are receiving and you have received and you are worthy, this will help you for that decision making that you are worthy because you already have been. It's just deciding which story, because there is a very different story. The other one that is of lack and pain and trauma and suffering. But actually, if we only look at that, we never see all the stuff we're receiving. But when we come from this place of everything you have received, the painful one is much smaller. But we give it a lot more emphasis because receiving the good stuff, we become normalized to both. We can become normalized to the pain story or the love story, but the love story is much lighter. It's lighter in energy. It's fulfilling and uplifting, and it's lighter. The pain story is heavier, so it somehow sticks. And as I said, it fits the world mind, the world negative mind view that you're bad and everything's bad and sinful, etc. So it sits in that one. But the one that is a love story, a joyful story, a playful story, an uplifting one, when you're receiving so much abundance of you, food and appreciation and nature and sunshine. If you think about how much sunshine you have experienced in your life, the joy of basking in the sun. So it's looking at the overview, not getting too hooked up into details, but to genuinely think about how much beautiful food, how much you've had food in your belly, that you've always been fed. Yeah, that you've always received heating, that you've always received, you know, clothing. May not be the right clothing, might not have always been the right food, but you've always received food, you've always been fed, you've always, because fundamentally you've always survived because you're here. You've always survived and you have been thriving. You have been thriving. So this is an exploration for you. I don't think I'm going to leave any questions. I would like you to explore this on your own. It's your story. But I would take time, I would listen to this, and I would do it after your meditation of the expansion meditation that I've given you. And you're breathing when you're in an open space, and explore and write in your journal, explore about what you have received, what all those things, food, water, love, affection, play, adventure, sunshine, nature, being out in nature and beautiful landscapes, you know, pets, all that love, opportunities of, you know, receiving from, oh, I've said money, did I? Money as well. I'm making sure. You know, all the beautiful things, your cars, and you've had roads to drive on, and you've had freedom, and the opportunities that that's given you, travel and adventures, people around the world. So very, very much. So I leave that with you today. I'm wishing you much love. I'll speak to you soon.